You know, it's genuinely thrilling to see how artificial intelligence and physical robotics are finally coming together. We're watching a fundamental shift in how machines are actually built and deployed in the real world.
It really is a significant change. Historically, getting into robotics meant you needed a deep, specialized background in mechanical engineering, electronics, and low-level programming. It was a steep wall to climb.
But today, advanced AI models are practically dissolving those walls. We're seeing digital intelligence seamlessly translate into physical action. Take the recent OpenClaw agent experiment, for example. They hooked a generalist AI model up to a simple mechanical gripper, and without any specialized robotics training, it just learned.
Exactly. Through simple trial and error, the AI figured out how to manipulate objects, adjusting its grip strength and movement in real time. It's a powerful proof of concept. Modern AI can adapt to a completely new physical body on the fly, which means we can finally move past exhaustive, task-specific programming.
And that's what makes me so excited. This capability unlocks four huge advantages for the industry. First, it dramatically lowers the barrier to entry. Developers who know AI can now build functional robots without needing a PhD in robotics.
Second, it accelerates development. Instead of spending months fine-tuning hardware, AI can learn to operate new systems in hours or days. Third, it brings real adaptability. Robots can now autonomously recover from mistakes, like catching a dropped object mid-fall.
And fourth, it truly democratizes innovation. We're empowering smaller startups and hobbyists to jump into physical AI development, which is going to spark so much creativity. It's also a perfect match for this vibe coding trend, where you just describe what you want in plain English, and the AI handles the software and hardware specs.
I'm glad to see that progress, but we do need to ground our expectations. Physical systems introduce real-world constraints that digital environments just don't have. We're talking about power consumption, heat dissipation, and material durability. A broken servo motor isn't a software bug you can patch with a quick update.
You're absolutely right, and that brings us to the biggest hurdle, safety. It's something we have to take very seriously. Unlike a digital error that you can just roll back, a physical mistake can cause real property damage or even injury.
Precisely. That's why deploying physical AI will demand rigorous new testing standards, strict validation protocols, and robust fail-safe mechanisms. We can't cut corners when it comes to reliability.
But when we get it right, the implications are incredible. We're looking at a paradigm shift from rigid, single-purpose machines to adaptable, general-purpose robots. Imagine warehouses where managers can dynamically reassign robots to new tasks with a simple voice command.
Or construction sites deploying machines that adapt to changing weather and terrain in real time. Even household robots could learn entirely new chores just by watching you do them once.
It's no longer just science fiction. The integration of AI into physical form is actively underway. As software intelligence merges with mechanical hardware, we're stepping into an era where robots will learn, adapt, and operate with unprecedented flexibility.
And that flexibility is going to fundamentally reshape manufacturing, logistics, and our daily lives. It's a serious responsibility, but an incredibly promising future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Here, S to building it responsibly.